from KQED.
The last BART stop before entering San Francisco from the East Bay is West Oakland. This is the neighborhood where the Transcontinental Railroad ended, and where black people migrated from the South for work during World War II. There were jobs, jazz, and culture. I think this is one of the most historic parts of the Bay Area. And if you ever get off the train there and you talk to people, you'll still find that history.
Both of my parents were Panthers, so one could say I was radicalized from the jump.
I live in one of those unregulated old Victorians down in West Oakland. No rent control.
And so now all these places that once were neglected are now in big demand.
Like in many historical black neighborhoods around the country, a lot of the tension happening in Oakland right now comes from longtime residents feeling like they're not being heard, and newcomers who seem like they're not really listening. So today, I'm going to introduce you to a podcast that spent a month in West Oakland talking to people and recording their stories. And you and me, we're just going to listen. I'm Devin Katayama. Welcome to the Bay. Can you tell me what Out of the Blocks is and who makes it?
So Out of the Blocks is a podcast. They say they find the stories hidden in plain sight, you know, by going to blocks and just seeing the everyday residents and having them tell their stories in their own words. It's made by Aaron Hankin, who's producer with WYPR, public radio station in Baltimore, and then Wendell Patrick, who he found because Wendell's a musician and pianist.
Ariana Prale is a KQED news producer. A few months ago, Ariana was tapped to help find a neighborhood in the Bay Area for Out of the Blocks. She decided to focus on the lower bottoms in West Oakland.
I knew that West Oakland has a particular rap that it gets in the news. One, either a lot of stories of just struggle or stories of gentrification. But I felt like there would be more narratives here. And when I was just looking up the background, just saw that there was so much rich cultural history there.
My name is Sinai, and I'm also known as Reefa One. I'm a local organizer, activist, and muralist here in West Oakland. And we're standing in front of a commemorative mural dedicated to the Black Panther Party, rank and file, as well as Huey P. Newton. This is ground zero for where the Black Panther Party was born. Literally, the first headquarters was three blocks from here. And this is one of the epicenters of black power in the nation.
I'm Sinai Jr. I'm 21 years old, and I worked on this mural. Painting the panther, I think, was my most important contribution.
My son and myself are what is called Panther Cubs. Not only are we born from Black Panther Party members, but we also continue the tradition of fighting for the black self-determination of our community. Both of my parents were Panthers. So one could say I was radicalized from the jump.
When you think about journalism and you think about what reporters are trying to do, they're trying to tell a story and they're trying to bring the context of a place within the context of the story. And I think a lot of what we miss is who are the people
right.
in this place.
Right.
And I feel like something that Out of the Blocks does really well is makes you sit and listen to people's stories. And at the end of it is when I kind of understood what all these different stories made up.
Yeah, and these are the folk that you can just encounter walking down the street if you were to go in the neighborhood there, because that's exactly how I encountered them, right?
Yeah.
The majority of them that ended up on the show.
And Lower Bottoms in West Oakland is, I mean, it's pretty key location for the city. It's right across the bay from San Francisco.
Yeah, so it's like along 7th Street, which is kind of where West Oakland BART runs. There's Mandela, and then there's the freeway. There's the 880 freeway. And so kind of nestled in that spot is Lower Bottoms.
When you live in rooms where shoestrings dangle, tripping you up in the race to get in, to get out, to get, where windows stay broken, even though they painted shut, the rats always return, four and two legged. You get tired.
How long has Ayodele been living in West Oakland?
Hello, my name is Ayodele Nzinga, and I am the founding director of the Lower Bottom Players, Oakland's oldest North American African theater company.
So she's been a part of the community for decades, and something special about her story is that she talks about how she chose West Oakland on purpose.
August Wilson talks about the wind's always blowing, opportunity is always there, yes, but can you make it blow for you?
She thought it was important to bring her art and her artistry and saw the opportunity with the Lower Bottom Players.
The Lower Bottom Players was actually displaced from its original building in West Oakland in 2013. They ended up moving to Broadway, which Ayodele says she's grateful for.
What theater company doesn't want to be downtown on Broadway?
Ayodele knows that many people who are displaced in Oakland don't stay in Oakland. This is something that she has to personally think about, too.
I live in one of those unregulated old Victorians down in West Oakland. No rent control. And market rate has risen exponentially since I've been in my house. So I am literally one venue fee raise or one house raise away from having to rethink what it means to be an artist who is site-specific and has earned their bones in the city of Oakland.
But then you also hear in the spoken word piece that she does just the beauty of her art. And you can tell just in the way that she speaks that she's like, I'm going to be here no matter what.
Cars that don't go in reverse. Dreams in boxes, delivered broken. Missing parts without batteries. Deep water blues. Sing loudly in brash defiance. You will not kill me today. Laid my troubles on the water. Watched them sink as the sun rose. Walked into the water. Walked out clean.
You mentioned how the Lower Bottoms in West Oakland has a lot of history, and I remember reading about the famous blues and jazz clubs in the area and the porters who lived in the area who worked on the trains. And you hear a lot of the history of West Oakland in these episodes. And then you also hear from people who are living and working in West Oakland now trying to make it.
Yeah, and one of those examples was Tony Coleman at Bikes for Life, which is... You know, it's kind of like part community organization, part business.
We'll do, you know, wheel truing, adjusting the hub, flat fix, brake adjustment, derailleur.
They really were just kind of taking something that they saw happening in the community. I mean, he speaks a lot about the inspiration of, like, scraper bikes.
They had this kind of swag, and they were rolling in throughout the neighborhoods.
The brown and black kids were kind of making fun and popular.
Looking at all these youngsters, you know, and this is all black and brown youth just doing their thing.
They're a huge deal.
Right, yeah, stopping traffic, just kind of letting it go. And actually what I loved about... his piece, too, is when he speaks about that, he's not talking about like, oh, and they were stopping traffic and it was a nuisance and blah, blah, blah. He was talking about, he's like, you know what? It's just so beautiful how creative black and brown youth are.
You know, they take what they have and able to make it look cool.
And I think that's a great example of why you have everyday people like him tell their own story.
Did you hear from anybody who's new to the neighborhood?
Yeah, there's lots of new folks actually coming through B-Love's guest house.
It's very interesting as a homeowner. I thought I was going to have one tenant, but it's such a unique space and how things all came together. It just made perfect sense to open up the space to the community.
What's happening, y'all?
Tracy B-Love Bartlow has converted her home that she owns, and she's been there for many years in West Oakland, into a space where folk from all over the world, all over the country can come and rent a room.
I would say thousands have come in and out of the doors here at B-Love's guest house. This is a sacred space where you will rest, sleep, and dream.
And so she sees lots of different tenants that come. They might just be doing an internship in the city. They might be a visiting artist. And they're in her space, and she kind of holds that space for them.
So my name is Dominic. I'm in Oakland right now studying for the cannabis industry.
So my name is Jamel Triggs, but everybody calls me JT. I came out here to work for Rideshare.
My name is Malcolm. I'm from New York City, and I'm out here this summer interning at Slack.
Staying here at Tracy's place has been an absolute treasure. Friendly, communal, and it's luscious space. to lounge around in.
I found out about Tracy through the interwebs. And it's really been just a sanctuary for pretty much anybody. And there's a lot of love here.
It's kind of like a family down here. We've all been here throughout the summer. We've all gotten really close. We laugh, we talk.
You three are complete strangers. And you have found such a connection with each other.
One comment that I often hear from people who've lived in the neighborhood for a long time about people who are new to the neighborhood is that it's less about somebody coming in who's new and more about that new person not saying hi or not reaching out or not trying to. And I feel like these episodes are just that, like walking up to somebody and saying, what's your story? And I think that's actually a really valuable thing right now.
You know, as a Black woman, it's something that I am used to, I guess, amongst other Black folk. I feel like there's always a head nod. There's always some sort of acknowledgement. Years ago, when I first lived in Oakland, like in the early 2000s, that was just every day. And obviously, Oakland has changed a lot. And so that's why I feel like in West Oakland, specifically in the Lower Bottoms, there's still a lot of that essence. And hopefully it doesn't get gentrified away. And so I think that's one of the things that remains to be seen. But today it's still alive and well, kind of that essence and spirit.
Ariana Prale is a producer for KQED News. To listen to the full episodes on West Oakland, subscribe to Out of the Blocks anywhere you get your podcasts. We'll also connect you in a link in our episode notes. Out of the Blocks is produced from WYPR in Baltimore. I'm Devin Katayama. That's it for The Bay. Talk to you Friday.